tree. But they're not, not afraid of you either. They just come right on down to you and pick on the tree and fly up and pick a little more of it to get them up the top.
What about the kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
Oh, that's polecat or sister cat.
Or what?
Polecat or sister cat.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, it's two kinds of them. One kind is black and got long streaks down the back.
Which is
and
that?
They call that a skunk. And then it's just certain, you know, some of them just black with a blazed face. They all got blazed face. And I don't know where it's a male. The male is black and got a blazed face, or where it's a she. But it's got the stripes. Or it's a she with blazed face and male got the stripes. I don't know. I don't know too much of them. I just try to kill it when I can. Because as bad as I killing chickens and eating eggs. And ooh, they smell so bad. One got in our kitchen in the meal bar one day. I had two bars in the kitchen. One I kept my meal and one kept my flour in. And sometimes it had a little cover, you know, on it. Somehow or another, this cover got off. And we had some cookies in there. I got grandchildren, you know. And I'd put the cookies in that barrel, you know, so when they come on, somebody could get them out. You know how children, you know, children were waste, you know. And I put them in that barrel. And somehow or another, the top got off of it, and he was down that barrel eating cookies. And we lost, I don't know how many packages, dozen or more packages of cookies, where he, when he sprayed it, Murray went in the kitchen. And I heard it, and he heard the noise. He went to see about what was in the barrel. He heard something in the barrel, and he thought it was a cat or something, you know. And when he went in there to see about that barrel, that polecat or sister cat or skunk, whatever you call him, he sprayed that barrel of cookies. We had thrown them all away. And the barrel's under the house now. We ain't been able to bring it back in the kitchen until the smell either.
What do you call those animals that come and get your hens?
Fox. Fox, a wolf, or...
You have wolves around here?
Well, now, we had a high water last year. And I heard somebody say they had seen some out here. But they don't come, you know, they just don't live right here. They live in thicket places. And our pasture is pretty clean, you know. Because we got the cows, you know. But, I heard him say that the wolves eat up one of the neighbor's pigs. Well, fox will eat a young pig. If they find a bed, they'll eat them all. But they don't eat the head. I don't know why they don't eat the head. But they'll eat him up to his neck and leave him. Or they'll catch him and take him out and, you know, catch him and run with him.
Well, what general name would you have to talk about all these kinds of animals that come and get your hens?
Well, you'd say you can't raise no chickens on account of the fox or the wolves or the polecats or the bobcats. It's a bobcat.